If a tree falls in the forest and there's no MP3, it doesn't make a noise. Monday night, Chodesh Halvavos. Shara Bitochon. We're at the end of Perek Gimel, and he really, he's talking about how the Baal Bitochon should pick a job, since the sky, since there should be theoretically be no difference. Once it meets the requirements of Ishtadlus, which means he doesn't decide to be a horseshoe maker, you get the idea. I was about to say to fix standard shifts, but then I realized probably there's a huge market for mechanics who can fix standard shifts. I'm thinking of America, where I don't think, even in America, plenty of people still drive, standard. Al-Kuponim, so he says, he says two things. You pick something, you are attuned. The Eibishter gave people an aptitude or a proficiency. What does aptitude mean? Yecholas or Ratzon? Aptitude is Yecholas or Ratzon? Ability. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave people a natural ability to do whatever he wants his parnasa to come from. They might not be great at it, they might not even be competent at it, but they're able to do that parnasa. He gave them that yecholas to do, and a tshuka, and a desire to do it. And that's how you should pick, that's how the Baal Bitochon job counselor will counsel people. What you feel you have an aptitude to do, and you have a desire to do it, so go for it. In other words, the Chavis HaVavos would not be in favor of the statistics that say, who earns the most money, and who, you're not going to earn any more than the Eibishter was gazer on you, and you're not going to earn any less. If you go do a normal job, if you're supposed to become rich, you'll be rich. People don't realize, people think of money, someone, let's say, Chas V'Shalom, someone takes a second job. That's not Chas V'Shalom. Let's say someone takes a second job, and then they have unusual expenses. So they would think, well, Hashem, I took the second job. Mamash, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mazman. And they'll even think from, and they'll say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mazman, the refuah to the Makkah. They don't know that it's just as likely and possible that they're supposed to have a certain amount of money, and they went and they got a second job, so someone had to become sick to use up that money so that they shouldn't have money. And they caused the sickness by taking the second job so that the money should be spent. So it's just as likely in the world of Bitachon, which is the real world, that's just as likely as the other way around. It is possible the other way, that they were supposed to be sick, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him this idea to take a second job, so that he shouldn't become poor from it. And then that's, so if you want to take a second job, you have to ask a shayla. And it's a serious shayla. People feel they're not making ends meet, or they're living tight, and they want a second job. I'm really jumping ahead. This is really going to be in paragraph V. Chavis HaVavos will discuss these things in paragraph V, which tells us how to apply Bitachon. So I'm really jumping ahead, and let's go here. Here he's just talking about how to choose a job, how to be a job counselor. We'll start page Kuf Mem, and we'll start from five lines down. Lefikach mishamotza b'tchunoso, in his nature, ubetivo chuka, a desire lachas hamalachos, and vayugufo masimla, he has the abilities for it. The sovel is torach esaskus pa, and he can handle however much tircha it takes. Different jobs take different types of tircha. Sometimes the tircha is physical, sometimes the tircha is concentration. It's very hard to sit in front of a computer screen for 8 hours a day, right? So you're able to be sober that tircha or whatever the job has. You have an aptitude towards it. You have a desire to do it. Go for it, he says. Yifnei Allah, that's what you should do. That's how the Eibishter gave you the ability to choose what to do, since it ultimately doesn't matter in terms of your parnasa. The Yasa also Siba, make that your Siba, Mahasogos Parnasa. So, the Yikabalala, and then you have to take, once you're there, Yikabalala, that's Masikusa, that's when you get your paycheck. Umari Russo, when you have to deal with your boss. Val Yokuts, and don't, he says, the Baal Bitochon, a confident person, a happy person, an optimistic person, he went, he followed the Chavis Halbavis' sort of guidelines, and he took a job. Then he has a slow month, it's a bad month, he had to take a pay cut, there's a downturn. So right away, Val Yokuts, don't right away get disgusted. There's ups, there's downs. Hashem has a cheshbin. Maybe in your spiritual life you had a slow month, so you have a slow month here too. Ela yiftach al Hashem yisalem sheyitnu lo panosos b'shleimus kol yimei chayav. He's saying an interesting thing here. You can't judge Hashem on, you know, that month's debits or assets. You have to look at the whole picture. You're earning a parnasa, you're making ends meet, you're living, you're marrying off children, it's hard, but in total, you're making it, it's working. Don't look at the, you know, this month, I didn't make ends meet, I had to borrow money. This is, where's Hashem? Kaylee, Loma Zavtani. Like, relax. Have bitachon, b'yuskadein, this, now here's an important point. If you want all these great things to be fulfilled, he says something we say all along, but here he says it very, very explicitly. And this is, again, this comes out of the Chavis Halavos' view of Ishtadlus. His view of Ishtadlus is that this is the way Hashem made the world, and it's the Ratzon Hashem. And he said the reason why it's the Ratzon Hashem. He gave two reasons why Hashem wants us to be Mesasik Pasibos. Once it's the Ratzon Hashem, a person has a fantastic opportunity that should not be passed up. And that is that when he's working, and he's driving to work, and he's filling up the car with gears, and he's sitting in his cubicle in his office, and whatever he's doing, he's saying, if he once in a while concentrates and is mischaving and has the kavana that I am doing the will of Hashem, so then he becomes an Eved Hashem, and then he uplifts his whole parnasa. And he says the yiskavein, he should be mechavein, because askus, when he's mesasek in the sibos parnosa, the askus machshavto v'gufo, the sibo misibuseo v'gomeo, when he's involved in his parnosa seeking, mekayim mitzvah Hashem, Hashem sibo la'odam lasak v'sibos b'olam hazeh. Hashem wanted the world to function in this way. Chavis Halavos does not look at it as a b'di'evet. Maybe it's a b'di'evet because in the sense that, yeah, it would be nice to have inherited $1 million and to sit and learn a whole day, and Hashem made my life that I don't have to be mesasek b'sibos. But that's not called b'di'evet. That's, you know, you're lucked out. But the normal person, it's l'chatchila. And that's why it's very telling. He brings down the pasuk now. Baruch He brings most Balei Musa, most Balei Hashkafa, when they talk about the necessity for work, bring down the klal of Adam Arishon, Buzei Asapecha Toch Halechem. Chavis Halavos L'shitaso, because of the way he developed the whole inyan of his haskos pesibos, and the whole inyan of bitachon, and the whole inyan of, so why should I do anything? And then ironically he says, oh, in other words, it's like almost counterintuitive, but it has a beautiful logic. I repeat it, I know, it's a beautiful logic. Chavis Halavos says, your bitachon should be so strong, and your sense of that whatever it's only the Ratzon Hashem that's happening, should be so strong that the only possible explanation for doing Hishtadlus is that it's the Ratzon Hashem that the world worked that way. It's not like, what can you do? I don't know, Hashem, I'm not going to deserve Nisan. That's not what he's saying. And he brings down, it's very telling, the Pasuk he brings down. He brings down the Pasuk about the Marishan before the Chet. Before there was a klala of the Zaya Sapecha Tocha Lechem. Gugain Plicha, so Adam Babel Dosos Riyasa, working the land, Kmoshen Emar, Vika Hashem Elokim Eso Adam, V'yanichei B'gan Eden Lo'avdol L'Shamra. This is before the Chet. So he says, from the beginning of the Bria, the intention was that a person should be Mesasik Nesibos. In the mashal that he gave in the previous page, he said, of course that's the way the world works. You're going to sit at a table and stare at the piece of bread there and have bitachon that Hashem is going to, he said, you're going to starve to death. I got news for you. You have to pick up the bread, put it in your mouth, chew it. That's ishtadlus. That's also ishtadlus. Hashem was gozer, you should have the bread in your belly and it should sustain you and you should have the nourishment you need for this day. You have to be Mesasik Mesibos. Hashem wants you to walk over to the piece of bread and it's like most basic level. Bring the bread, put it in your mouth, says this. Chew it and swallow it. That's ishtadlus. What do you do if there's no bread? You have to walk up and get it from the kitchen. What do you do if in the kitchen there's no bread? If you go to the store and buy it. How do you buy it? You have to have money. How do you have money? You have to go to work. That's all part of Hashem's plan.
Right, but if you carry that a little bit further to the logic of you have to go to work, okay? But if your work is not paying you a parnasa, even though you get enjoyment out of it, it's what you do, at one point, because you mentioned a month, okay, if it's a bad month, where is the time period when maybe you should start changing your mind?
That's a good question. I don't know. The Chazal Rabba says, don't be put off by a bad month. So you're asking me, okay, what about a bad year? What about a bad decade? I don't know. But I always say that all these questions are like intellectual questions. And I'm not, if a person truly develops bitachon, he will always find the answer in his own intuition, in his own heart, in his own soul. His mind will tell him, not yet, I still have bitachon, I'm still davening, I still trust, and then you reach the point where, you know, at what point do you say, I'm not getting married? At what point do you say, I'm not having children? Nobody knows what point that is. Some people go their whole lives without children. Some people go their whole lives without getting married. Some people. So at what point does a person say, you know, there's no answer. But I hold the answer is that the Baal Bitachon knows. They know when they cross that line. They feel it. I know it sounds almost mystical. My main point is when people ask the question, I'm not talking about you now, Chas V'Shalom. When people ask the question, they're usually coming from a place of no bitachon. So they're looking at it like an intellectual, you know, they're learning a sefer, and they have a kasha on what the sefer says. But in life, if a person truly develops bitachon, and like, a person that walks around with bitachon walks around with a feeling that Hashem is accompanying him, whatever he does. And he feels he's friends with Hashem, I mean in a good way, and he appreciates everything Hashem does, and he's makir tov, like the whole bitachon picture, and he knows the seven things we learned about in the second and third perek. You know, he walks around with feeling that Hashem loves him, and Hashem wants what's best for him, and Hashem can do anything, and Hashem can't be, no one could block whatever Hashem's plan is, and Hashem's going to give him good things even if he doesn't deserve it, and Hashem knows what's best for him, and he's internalized all these things. So he says, okay, tomorrow's going to be better, next week's going to be better, next month's going to be better. Then at some point, I feel the Baal Bitachon himself is margish Hashem wants me to do something else. This is not working. Hashem wants me to do something else. Hashem's pushing me. And there's plenty of stories. People went into other things. Look, I always point to myself. I got fired from Eishet Torah, right? So there was a general firing, even though they fired me first. I was very going to be singled out. There was a general firing. I was devastated at the time. I had never been fired before. I never worked before. No. You know, it's always devastating to be fired, no matter how much of a Balgaiva you are. Maybe the Balgaiva is more devastated than other people. You know, or I felt really good there. I would talk to guys, you know, that I gave a shear. It was knocking. You know, so, but you're devastated. You know, it doesn't matter. They give 1,000 reasons why. You're too good for us. You know the old bit. You know? But Hashem, for better or for worse, I ended up here. There's no way I would be here if I would be in Eishet Torah. I mean, that led, it didn't happen immediately, but it certainly made a gap in my life that I was ready to fill. I never envisioned filling it this way, but it was there. And then it was a confluence of events that made it happen. So I'm saying, so a person with bitachon says, okay, you know, maybe Hashem wants me to do something else. And there's plenty of people that leave a Rebbe's job and go into business, or leave business and become a Rebbe. People fail at things. And you go with the flow, and Hashem sometimes they wants him to do something else, and they'll be very successful at that. You never know. But so you live your life. But if you live your life with bitachon, you'll make the right moves. I think that a person that develops bitachon through the Chayus Halvavus will have a sixth sense, an intuition. And the truth is, he'll also know that he doesn't know. The Baal Bitachon will say, you know, okay, it's time to move on. I don't know for sure that Hashem wants me to do this. We never know. We don't know. Without Nevuah, you don't know. That a person should never. That's what's so difficult about life, because people sometimes like to say, Hashem's telling me to do this. You don't really know. You can't
feel it.
What?
It's a feeling.
It's a feeling, but you always have to temper it with the fact, it should always be tempered with the fact that you don't know. We learned the Nach, when Micha made the Pesel, he made an idol, and then he found a descendant of Moshe Rabbeinu to be the Kohen for the idol. So he was dancing in the street, and he was probably, he was. According to many Mepharshim, it's a Mepharish apostle that they said. He said, Hashem wants me to do this. This is like so fortuitous. This is unbelievable. Everybody's going to come flocking to my idol now. I have Moshe Rabbeinu's descendant. That's the calling to the idol. This is unbelievable. And we know it's not so, right? Call it a Nisayon, call it whatever. But it was, you know, we don't know. And then you have Rus and Boaz, that he died the next morning, let's say, according to that. So everybody for sure said, oh, look, you know, he married a Moabis. No, Hashem. And they were sure, like, no question. No question that everybody was sure that Boaz died because he married Rus. So you don't know. So what do you do? You can ask someone that you feel is more connected than you are. That's, some people call it Das Torah. Hasidim have it easy. They go to their Rebbe, and they have it easy means they don't have to. They don't suffer from any angst. They just know that they have a Rebbe, and it's all whatever he says. That's it. Some people, some literature have their Rav or Rebbe, and they treat him like a Rebbe. So they have their Rebbe. It's just a question of what kind of Rebbe you have. Which way his hat is turned, up or down.
I mean, I understand it all comes down to bitachon, and that I definitely do. I was just trying to get a feel of
The best answer I have is that the Baal Bitachon can intuit when it's time to move on and when he should hang in there, you know, hang in there, Shabbos is coming, you know.
Okay. Is it possible to be a Baal Bitachon and then say you want something badly enough, you're not giving up, you're going to keep going for it?
It's, as long as you have in the back... As long as you have, thank you very much. As long as you have in the back of your mind, yes, it's legitimate. But you have to have.